Welcome to Menopause Reimagined. I'm your host, Andrea Donsky. I'm a nutritionist for more than 18 years, menopause educator, menopause researcher, and I'm the co-founder of WeAreMorphous.com, a company that empowers you to take control of your health and symptoms with nutrition, lifestyle, supplements, and research. Today, I'm speaking with Nicole Domeray. She's an international speaker, intuitive eating specialist, and fitness instructor, helping perimenopause and menopausal ladies adjust to their new lifestyle with confidence and simple daily tips. She's helped thousands of women over the last 8 years conquer their fears and equip themselves with the knowledge to get back in the game of life for themselves and their families. Now, here's Nicole. Welcome to Menopause Reimagined, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Andrea. It's such a pleasure being here. And before I get started, I'd like to say thank you for all you do in the marketplace as far as helping people, especially women in menopause, find answers and start living a normal life again. And I just appreciate everything you do. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, Nicole. And I appreciate you too. And we met on TikTok because I loved what you were saying. I loved your approach to health. We are very similar in our approach and we became fast friends because of it. And I wanted you to come on our podcast because I want you to tell your story. It's so inspirational. And I think a lot of women will benefit from hearing about it. So why don't, I'm just going to open up the floor to you. Why don't you tell us what got you to where you are today to talking about healthy living?
Oh, it has been a crazy path. You know how people think the path to success is like this? It's actually like this, right? And you have the peaks and the valleys, and that's pretty much been my life. So I am the mother of five, wife to one. That's my tagline on TikTok, but I absolutely love being able to find answers. I'm kind of an investigator, right? If something's not right and nobody can give me the answer, I'm going on the hunt. I go spelunking for it, just like you. Yeah. And this is basically my story, but I'll go back to the beginning. I've been an athlete my entire life. I started swimming when I was six. I was a competitive athlete. I was in collegiate swimmer, collegiate volleyball player. And I always understood health, but I loved it. It wasn't just that was my personality. I really had such a passion for it. So when I turned 21 years old, it's like I was waiting for 21 so I could become a fitness instructor. And I started out at Bally's Total Fitness. I don't know if you've even heard of it, but it was such a huge fad. Do you remember? And it was awesome. And I loved every second of it. But here's the funny thing, you know, looking back on this, the way we were trained 30 years ago, when I started, we were trained to really treat women like men. You know, all of the workouts were based on men's hormones, not really women's hormones. However, it wasn't a big issue to me then because my estrogen was fine. Right. And I didn't have a lot of symptoms of anything. I was just a healthy person and I would train women, but I did notice back then. And I'll say this quickly. What I noticed back then was when I was working with people my age, or maybe even in 30s, I would have the answer for them. But when I would start helping women that were going through what we called it back then, the change, but not perimenopause, menopause, it was so frustrating for them. And I didn't have answers until I was thrown into menopause myself. So this is what happened. As I was, you know, I got married and I didn't get married young. I actually got married at 32 years old. I had a whole career in real estate for a long time. Absolutely loved it. Met my husband, got married, moved to London, started having babies. And I ran through every single pregnancy, had great pregnancies, great births. And then with my fifth son, my last child, on Mother's Day, I went into labor 2 months early. Ended up having a severe placental abruption. It ended up being nearly fatal for me. They lost me on the operating table. They didn't take the baby as easily as they could have because they weren't trying to save my life. They were trying to save his life. But when they did, they caught my pulse. And I ended up developing an autoimmune disease that kept me in the hospital for a few months, along with him in the NICU. And it was Guillain-Barré syndrome. I knew nothing about this. I only know that I woke up in ICU and I couldn't feel my arms or legs. And I thought, holy cow, what's going on? Over the next 2 months while I was there, I started to recoup a lot of the feeling, but I did go home without the feeling in my right leg, like from my hip all the way down to my foot. So I had to relearn to walk. I had a baby that looked like an android that was on a heart monitor because his heart was stopping every 10 seconds. And it was just my perfect, healthy life came to an end. And I'm not going to say that I championed up like I thought I would. Like if anything ever happened to me, I'm going to be that mom. I'm going to be that PTA mom. I'm going to be that healthy mom. But when my health stopped, I realized that I had put so much stock into that as my identity. Mm-hmm. And so it took me a good 9 months to lick my wounds and realize, Nicole, you got to get ahead of the game here because you have a family that needs you. But what I didn't know was when you're living with a low immune system now because of autoimmune or any trauma, things change, right? And so I never put a lot of emphasis on gut health until I realized it's the most important health, because without that second brain, nothing else functions properly. I was sitting at home dealing with a double ear infection that then turned to pneumonia, that then turned to double pneumonia, that turned to strep throat, that turned to scarlet fever, that turned to scarlet tina. And this went on for like 9 months. And a friend of mine said, Nicole, you have got to start putting probiotic foods in your body. Here's a trebiotic. I want to just put it all in you. And she was a nutritionist. And I said, whatever you tell me to do, I'll do it, because I could barely lift my head off the pillow. In 9 months, I had become a totally different person. Everything changed. And even my vision of my own life was thinking, is this it, right? Is this it? At 40 years old, am I like now going downhill and I'm going to be the old mom? I'm going to be the mom that never gets involved in anything because I don't feel good. But I started taking this trebiotic and I realized quickly with the probiotic foods and the trebiotic that I started feeling better almost immediately. And that's what actually led to my interest of moving out of just being in sports medicine to getting into intuitive eating. And I started to, you know, that's where my passion went. That's where I wanted to be certified. I wanted to understand how to heal your body with food and supplementation. And that was my journey. So with that said, less than a year later, so this is a crazy story. Yes. Less than a year later, we buy this house in a historical district because we wanted to get my husband closer to the university. He's a professor. So we're in the museum district. It was an amazing house. 2 weeks after we move in, it floods. We have this huge flood in Houston. Harvey hit hard and we lost everything. But because we were trying to muck it out. Yeah, you remember that? It was crazy. We were mucking it out in 80 degree weather. And, you know, mold sets in within probably 48 hours when the temperature hits 76. So we're dealing with all kinds of chemicals from the core, from the bayou, all the things that are now in our soil. But I didn't realize it. So for the next 9 months, as I had already started healing my body and feeling good, now I had been exposed to toxic mold poisoning. Didn't realize it's what it was until a friend said, Nicole, you went away for the weekend and you felt great. And now you're back in your house. You need to take a look at this. And it ended up being where it attacked my gut by creating candida overgrowth, severe candida overgrowth. And a lot of people don't realize what that can actually do. It could be fatal, but it wreaks havoc on your body. I had bleeding lesions all over my body. I lost all of my hair. I looked like I was going through chemotherapy. And I was very, very ill. And I kept thinking, why is this happening to me again? I have to start healing my body. But I did turn to conventional medicine because I was scared. I didn't know what it was. They took 29 to 30 blood panels, sent me back, took 10 more blood panels, kept saying, I think it's lymphoma. I think it's lupus, you know, my professional opinion. They came back inconclusive, sent me to a dermatologist and wrote me a prescription for cortisone. And now here I am on my own, going home, not really understanding what to do. But because I had done it before through investigative research, I started again. And I had these blood panels in front of me, Andrea. And so what I did was I started looking at the trace minerals that I was depleted in. And I started going, okay, they're saying I'm low in magnesium. What does that do? So I started healing my body again with probiotic foods, with all of the roots that, you know, anti-inflammatories, all the things that actually heal your body. And I started feeling better, but it threw me into menopause quickly. Wow. At 41. I had no cycle. It was like, I had one cycle that was 3 days. I'm like, that's nice. Cause I always had like really heavy cycles. And then the next one gone. So all of a sudden here I am thrown into menopause with probably 50 symptoms and I'm bewailing at my chiropractor saying, what do I do? I don't know where to start. And he changed my life with one question. He's like, Nicole, what are you most consumed with? Pick one thing. He's like, just one thing that consumes you more than anything and start there. And that's where my journey started. I started investigating, what am I depleted in and what does it do if I change it? So it was magnesium, right? It started with magnesium and better sleep. And then better sleep led to me understanding what else I needed to fix. So that is my journey in a nutshell. However, with the way I teach people to work out now, over the last 8 years, I've helped thousands of women start beating that menopause belly bulge. Because as I was pushed into it 8 years ago, I realized I need to start embracing my body, loving my body, no more running. I realized that I wasn't recovering properly. I started walking, I started accepting it, embracing it. And then I started teaching low impact, high resistant workouts and seeing that women were getting results in 15 to 20 minutes a day, as opposed to 5 days a week, an hour a day. They were doing it 3 to 5 days a week, recovering properly and feeling good. And it led to all of the changes that they needed in not only their diet, because we both know, Andrea, when people tell you, hey, let's do a calorie deficit and you have no estrogen, you're not feeling good and you're definitely not going to work out. So that's where my journey began, with helping women during menopause start understanding how to love their body properly through exercise, always nutrition first, and then understanding supplementation, why it's so important and how it can change your life. But my journey led me to this and then led me to TikTok to help more women.
I mean, I have so many questions. First of all, wow. Oh my gosh. So you didn't work with the functional medicine doctor to help you? Like, so how did you end up finding out that you had mold, that you had the excessive amounts?
That's a great question. Great question. Well, I did go to a holistic doctor. The holistic doctor did help me with treatments. We did caffeine treatments. We did mushroom treatments, and nothing was helping. Nobody, even the holistic doctor, God bless him, amazing man, still didn't understand what was happening. It took my friend, because she had gone through the same thing. It's like she was a godsend. She had gone through this thing, same thing, mucking out her home because of a flood. And she got very ill. And she had been following my journey because I was basically living under a rock. I wasn't talking to anybody. I felt so bad. And she kept checking in on me. And it just happened to be the day she was checking in on me that I said, I'm going to go stay in a hotel with my family for a couple of days just to do a staycay, because everybody's miserable. I'm miserable. And at least they can go swimming and I can lay in the bed all day. So she checked in on me 6 hours later and she goes, how are you feeling? Are you up to anything? I'm like, I feel great. And then that's what was like, ding, 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 red flag. Yeah. She said, you've got to check your home to see if this has anything to do with why you're ill. So we hired a science team to come in. I mean, literally they were in like hazmats. They were crazy. They start crawling through our attic. They're going through, I mean, our soil in the backyard. So they do an air test. They do a surface culture. And then they also do a soil culture. What had happened was the core, the bayou, had flooded over. And not only was there chemicals and toxins inside of the soil, which I was eating out of because I had a garden, but we had black mold poisoning. And so when we sat down with them and he handed us the report, he's like, here's the report. And you have black mold poisoning everywhere. I mean, you'd have to take the house down to the studs. Ooh. And I said, okay, all right. Oh. So what do we do? And he's like, my professional opinion, this is him, right? But thank God for him. He was bold. Most people would faint. He's like, you need to leave and you can't take anything with you because everything's porous and all of the mold spores are in your furniture, it's in your clothes, it's in your books, it's in your paintings, it's in your pictures. He's like, you're going to have to leave it all behind. And we ended up getting a 20,000 gallon pod and throwing our entire house away and living in a hotel until we could purchase another house. But immediately my body started to heal. I started to have major die-off symptoms and flare-ups, but I started getting more energy. And I'm like, I'm fine going through the pain. I'm okay going through the discomfort. If I don't have this brain fog, if I can actually have energy, I will go through this. Within 2 weeks, I started to recover. It was insane. But it was because of my friend that said, you've got to hire a scientist and see if this is what's going on. A lot of people have no idea what toxic mold can do to them, or even if they're living amongst it.
Yeah. You know, I actually want to do, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts around mold or on mold, and I actually want to interview an expert on mold. So for any of you, Nicole, if you know anyone, or for any of you who are listening, please email me and let me know. You get our newsletters. If you're on our newsletters, you could just reply to our newsletters and let me know. DM me. I want to know if you know someone who's an expert on mold, because I do want to do an interview with someone, because it is such a big deal. And it, you know, there's so many different levels of mold. So, I mean, black mold, the toxic mold that you have, I mean, that's no joke. And the fact that you were feeling better just by being removed for it is no joke at all. And no joke at all. So I think, first of all, good for you that you were able to do that. So you were able to find, and that's hard that you have to throw away everything and kind of start anew. So it's not an easy task.
It's not an easy task. And I'm blessed with a great husband and good kids. You know, I mean, when you're throwing your life away and you're telling your kids and your husband that they have to as well, but they're rallying behind you, it certainly makes it easier. They wanted their mom back. He wanted his wife back. And so they were willing to do whatever it took. And it wasn't an easy journey, But honestly, within 2 weeks of my children seeing a difference in their mother, they didn't care where they lived. They were happy to get me back. And that made all the difference in the world.
Yeah, that's amazing. How old are your kids?
At the time when all this was happening, they were between 2 and 10, and now they're 10 and 18. My oldest is about to go in the Air Force.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Yeah. And that story about, you know, your fifth child and during childbirth. I mean, you've been through a lot. Needless to say, you've been through a lot. So based on all your experience, and you alluded to it before, you said gut health is, you know, the foundation of so much. I always say, you know, part of what I speak about a lot is there are two things we need to pay attention to: sleep and gut health. And those are super important as we go into perimenopause and menopause. Focus on the gut health. So tell us what you've learned about gut health and why it's so crucial.
Ah, what a great question. Well, most women don't realize that you absorb your energy through your lower intestine. And I think that when they finally realize that, they're ready to clean it up. And all of that starts in the gut. And our liver is really our brain. Our liver is the one organ in our body that is in control of everything else. If our liver is unhealthy, then our brain is unhealthy. That's where we get our brain fog. This is where we get memory loss. This is where our cognitive health could be depressed, or the cortisol is high and everything's blocked, right? But the liver is everything. So when we have a healthy liver, then all the other organs follow suit. I always say the analogy of like your liver is your referee. And so if your referee is taking a break, all the other organs are on the playing field, not knowing which direction to throw the ball. They just don't do well. And that's why a lot of people do, I mean, outside of poor eating habits or a sedentary lifestyle, that's where a lot of people start making the mistake of not taking care of their liver and understanding some of the things, small things that you could do to actually help your liver and restore the enzymes to start healing your body. And it is your second brain. So the neurotransmitters between the liver and the brain is so functional. It will tell you everything you need to know. So if you have poor nutritional absorption, it could be from being on prescriptions, chronic prescriptions, because it blocks half of your nutrition. But if that's happening, what's happening to your liver? What's happening to your filtering organs? What's happening to your lower intestine? And we start seeing that people, one of the biggest thing that I try to help women with is understanding how to eat properly. And also, it's very hard to say to a woman that's going through menopause, hey, I want you to start eating intuitively, and we're going to cut the sugar out of your diet. And they're like, what? It's because they have this emotional bond with eating, because they feel so bad that emotionally now they're going to food for comfort.
And alcohol.
And alcohol. And that's where I was going with this too, because alcohol will put your body in a pickle jar. You will not progress anywhere if you're constantly going for the alcohol, and your poor liver is so smart. And unfortunately, you're doing damage to the liver where it puts the liver in the pickle jar, that it can't help your body progress properly. So I always give suggestions. You know, if you're going to go to a monkey, you have to take him a banana. And so that's the same with talking to anybody. If I'm going to say, hey, listen, I'm going to help you eat intuitively, I have to give them supplementation that's going to cut back on the cravings, right? I have to offer them things like you do with your incredible products, like magnesium to sleep through the night, so their cortisol lowers and they can make better decisions. So with that said, the one thing that women don't understand, and men, I mean, men have livers too, but you know, of course we look at women when their estrogen is low, they also have an issue with their collagen. Their collagen is now low in their tissue, and they end up having, there are three times more women that have degenerative disc disease in their back than men at the same age, simply because the collagen is much lower because the estrogen's gone. So I try to help women understand, embrace your body here, start thinking about your bone and nerve health, start thinking about your heart health by doing the right type of exercise, but putting the food in your body that's going to heal your body. Get rid of the refined sugar, because that is the number one culprit that makes your poor liver sick. Your liver is so functional. And when you're putting refined sugar in it, it's creating extra cholesterol to actually close off the little acid holes on your veins and your arteries and your valves around your heart, because it does so much damage. And so it's doing its job by collecting, you know, doing the little patches, right, with cholesterol, but then your cholesterol goes up, bad triglycerides go up, blood pressure goes up, and people don't understand what that's doing to them. So my job as an intuitive eating coach is to say, I understand. And this is where we're going to start. And we're going to help with the cravings, but we're also going to give you alternatives. So you actually start feeling better and making better choices. You don't have to have the refined sugar. You will be fine. You will not be miserable, because the moment you start regaining that energy in your lower intestine, you're not going to miss it. It's just getting them there.
The liver is so underrated. I mean, it is so, I mean, the master totally. Detox, the master detox organ in our body. And the thing about the liver and what you're saying about eating, I mean, as a I've been a nutritionist now for more than 18 years. And what I notice, and I try to be very sensitive, because for you as an intuitive eating coach and, you know, women, not so much even as women, like people in general, and, you know, me included, and I'm sure you included, is that when we're told like, don't do this, and it's something we've been doing for a long time, and don't do this because it can relate to this. And it's hard for us sometimes to be able to be like, change that mindset right away. Right. So sometimes we need to feel a certain way, or like for many of us who are suffering with so many of the symptoms. So it's just listening to our bodies. And I always say, listen to your body. You are the captain of your own ship. Your body knows best. Even if someone's saying you should be eating tons of kale, but kale doesn't work for you, then maybe it's not right for you. And I'm guessing, you know, that plays a role with intuitive eating. So why don't we just take a step back for a second and explain what intuitive eating means?
Awesome. I'd love to. And it's so important that people understand that not everything is going to be the perfect plan for you. There's no cookie cutter. That's why all of these fad diets that we've been seeing for the last 40 years don't work. They're not sustainable. Right. But it also could do damage to the body. So with intuitive eating, there's 10 principles of intuitive eating. And the first one is reject the diet mentality. And I think that's one of the most important things, because we open up a magazine, or now we open up the internet, and we see the images of women. They're still there. You know, it hasn't changed. Women still feel like they have false hope of losing weight quickly and easily. And everybody wants that quick fix. And they get angry when the diet culture hands them something, they lose weight, and then they blame the diet company, or they blame whoever offered it to them that they gained it back. And like, it's because of the mindset. We have to start with mentality. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. It's understanding that this is going to heal your body, right? And you're going to be running on the beaches with your grandkids instead of them visiting you in a nursing home. You have to start before you don't have options. You want to be on the proactive side. And number two, you have to honor your hunger. What does that mean? How many women do you know, even if they don't have children, maybe they have a full-time job and they're like bright reds and they're always going because they have like this incredible work ethic, but they never stop to love their body and feed their body. Keep your body biologically fed with adequate energy and carbohydrates, and understanding that, and not overeating, because we're so overfed and undernourished in this country, right? And so when you understand those biological signals and those stages, you have to trust your body and feed your body. You have to make peace with food. Now, this is the biggest one, because a lot of people, like, for instance, I was anorexic and bulimic for nearly 10 years. I was a cheerleader. I did all the things as an athlete. It took one girl that I never even knew her name, Andrea, but she told me to put the cracker down on break with our cheerleader intensive, because she said, your butt is big. Why are you even going for the bread? And I'm like, whoa. It immediately hit me so hard that it put me in the mindset of never having peace with food, always seeing it with an emotional fear, with that monkey on the back. And we have to make sure that we don't feel overwhelmed, we don't feel guilty, and we don't feel shame. So making peace with food is a journey that begins in the beginning. Some people may not even do intuitive eating for a while, because they have to start healing in other places. People have a past, and everybody's past is different, right? Yep. You have to challenge the food police. You have to, number five, you have to discover the satisfaction factor of eating the things that make you happy, because it does release serotonin in your brain just enough for you to be happy in that moment. So enjoy the food, but find alternatives that are going to fulfill those needs and satiate that sweet tooth, or maybe you're more of a savory person. Let somebody help you find the things that you can fit in your diet that's sustainable, where you're still not feeling like you're giving up everything, but you're investigating to eat the right types of food. And here's the one that I think is the most important, and that is you have to feel your fullness. And I say, you don't eat to get full, you eat to fuel. And when we can really wrap our mind around that and understand eating in moderation, which is the palm size of your hand, you eat 5 meals a day, and we're not stringent on it. Just when you get in the habit of doing it properly, when you finally start practicing it, you're not counting calories. You're not weighing food, and you're certainly not getting on a scale, because your body is happy. you're giving it three square meals, which is three palm hands of whatever carbs, proteins, and fats that you want to feed your body. And then eating two snacks that fulfill the need, that fuel the body, that are just one palm size. And it makes it easier, because I always talk about God gave you hands for a reason when it comes to food, because your thumb is the size of a teaspoon, right? And if you're going to, people like, how much cereal should I eat? How much oatmeal should I eat? I said, how much can you hold in your hand? That's it. It's so simple. Understanding that's how much leafy greens you can eat. That's how much cereal or oatmeal you can eat. And understand that your hands are always going to be the best measuring cups that you have. And then of course, you just coping with your emotions with kindness. You have to learn how to embrace. And that's why I said, that's probably one of the hardest as well. You have to start loving yourself again and stop beating yourself up for change. Because as we get older, it's one of the biggest gifts, because now we have experience. We know how to pivot. We know what works and what doesn't. And we're more mature. We're not triggered by a lot of things. And we also realize that nothing happens overnight in anything that we do and any success that we're looking for. So as long as we realize that, we embrace it, but we're not looking at it as one day of learning, but day one of that journey, things start to change, and we just have to honor our health, and movement is important. Number nine is movement, and we have to do that. I sat down with, just quickly, Andrea, I'll tell you this quick story. I keep talking and you're not talking. I'm sorry. I just love
it. No, it's okay. Hey, it's
good. Good.
Here to interview you. It's all good.
I know. I appreciate it. So when my father-in-law was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, I had the opportunity to sit down with a internal disease surgeon. And I asked him the question, are you seeing that people have things in common when they're being diagnosed with colon cancer at any stage? And he said, yes, three things they all have in common, unless it's genetic. He said, sedentary lifestyle, too many trans fats, and not enough fiber. And how many of those can you wrap around all of the fad diets that we've seen since the 80s, right? And understanding, if you're eating whole food and intuitively eating, once you get disciplined, there's nothing more that your body's going to need. It's going to tell you when it's hungry. Your brain is going to tell you. And that's where the journey begins. But it's not an easy journey, but it's definitely worth it.
And what's number 10?
Number 10 is honoring your health with gentle nutrition, understanding eating. Don't try to go big. Don't go big or go home, because it's one more thing. You're not looking at it as a lifestyle. You're looking at it as a diet, and we can't do that. So you have to basically, you have to progress, not be perfect. And you have to do what really counts. The thing that's going to move the needle in the right direction.
You know, I'm happy to hear that the doctor you spoke to talked about trans fats. I mean, obviously fiber, we know, which is why we launched Fiber Us. I mean, that was the first product we launched, because we know most of us aren't getting even half the amount of fiber we need in a day. And fiber, totally. I want to talk about fiber. I want to get into that for a minute. But I'm happy that he mentioned trans fats, because trans fats, we now know that pretty much all experts agree that we know it's linked to cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. Like, we know that it causes issues, right? And that was something we talked about back in 2011 when we wrote our book, Unjunk Your Junk Food. It was on part of our Scary 7. I don't even know if I ever told you we wrote a book.
No, but that sounds awesome.
It was like, we wrote a book, and it was published by Simon Schuster out of New York. And we literally called it was part of our Scary 7 ingredients. They're kind of a category of ingredients, and I'll do a whole podcast on it. But trans fats are one of them. But and now we know that they're not allowed, and they've been outlawed to be used in food. But a lot of companies, a lot of products still have them in it, which is under different names, and they're found in different ways. So I'm so happy to hear that the doctor talked about that, because it really is a big issue. And there's confusion though around trans fats and fats in general, seed oils. What are the fats we should be eating? So I feel like, you know, even if we touch upon that a little bit, would be really good, because fat is important. We need fat, but it's the type of fat that's important that we eat.
Oh, it's brilliant. And it's so important. And I think that when you just start educating people and not giving them a fish, but giving them a rod and reel, they'll take that rod and reel and get new bait for it. All you have to do is give it to them. And that's the beautiful thing about understanding. I can sit here and put all the food in front of you. This is what I used to do. I'd have somebody come in and do an interactive plating of understanding how the food should look on your plate. And most people don't know, you don't eat a whole banana in a sitting, but a whole banana is going to lower, a half a banana is going to lower your cortisol, and it's a good fat. But most women, they run from bananas because they've been told, ooh, that's a carb, don't eat it. But I do too. I love it. But the magnesium, the potassium, and the fact is, it's such a myth when you're talking about fruit. When I see all of these nutritional companies that sell your meals to you, I can't tell you how I've had to backpedal women back to understanding that they're just trying to keep you don't get me wrong, they're a lot of them are amazing, but they want you to lose the weight quickly because they know you're going to keep coming back. So they don't realize that when your estrogen's gone, if you're going through perimenopause or menopause, then here you are with, like, you know, it controlled your glucose and your lipid metabolism. And now that it's gone, that blood sugar is like, woo, it's all over the place. So if you're cutting out those awesome grains, if you're cutting out those amazing sugars that you're getting, it's a myth that there's tons of fructose. It's 10% fructose. The rest of it is phytonutrients and vitamins and minerals that your body needs to be fueled and
healed. Green, and we look more like the yellows. You know, I mean, there are nuances when it comes to eating them. You don't want them to be the brown because that is much more sugar than it would be, let's say, the yellow banana, right? So, like, and I have them all the time. I love bananas, and I talk about them being resistant starch. They're prebiotics, which we know we need prebiotics.
Amen.
Which feed the good bacteria in our gut. So
good, but also prebiotics. See, this is the beauty of it. A banana is a prebiotic and it lowers your cortisol. And a lot of people are taught, hey, by the time you hit menopause, your cortisol is going to stay high forever. It's such a myth. It's not. It's
so not true.
It's not true. But avocados. So my job is to say, listen, here are the good fats that you need to put in your diet. But what's important is, you know what it is, but how much of it do you eat? You eat a half an avocado a day. That's all you need. And it's a good fat. So you put it on a protein. If you want to put it on a piece of grilled chicken, what's it going to do? It's going to create that protein, turn it into lactic acid, put it in your muscles, and they're going to start burning and they're going to start metabolizing, because that awesome fat is a vehicle. We love it. So that's an example of, you know, some of them. Olive oil, incredible. And you see articles all the time. Ooh, olive oil is bad. Olive oil is bad. I could probably do an entire hour here of what type of olive oil you should be good in getting, what you should be looking for, what's verified, certified, that's better than the other. But what it comes down to is, if I'm going to have a woman put away her canola oil and just pick up a bottle of olive oil, that's the beginning. I'm not going to sit there and say, huge, make sure you get the right one. I'm going to say, okay, good switch.
Exactly. Baby steps. And yes, getting rid of those seed oils. Oh my God. Like, I've interviewed Dr. Kate Shanahan. She's an MD who literally puts seed oils on the map. She is so brilliant. And I just love her so much. And she's really put the, you know, done all the research on seed oil. So yes, putting away the canola oil, we know that it's pro-inflammatory, and picking up a bottle of olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil, ghee, grass-fed butter,
so
whatever
good.
It is.
So good. And they cook just as well. I think people just don't know. They don't know what they don't know. They don't know where to start. And that overwhelm is just going to set you down and not do anything. So the baby steps is everything. And that's part of the principles of intuitive eating, is taking the baby steps and moving the needle in the right direction. And here's the biggest thing that I've learned about myself and every single woman I've ever coached to success in her health, or even in just feeling better and losing weight. And that is, when you start keeping your promise to yourself, when you're going to wake up and work out that morning, when you're going to wake up and start eating properly and not eating before you go to bed, when you take your magnesium before you go to bed so you sleep well, when you're doing the things you know that are making you healthy, you're going to be keeping your promise to yourself. That is going to raise your self-worth. And women have to start with self-worth, but that's the number one key. Keeping your promise to yourself is the beginning of self-worth. And when you start loving yourself from your self-worth, then you're going to start making the decisions. It's going to become a lifestyle, and it's not going to become hard. It's going to empower you. And we need more women empowering through their health, through their vision of hope, and giving it to other women instead of tearing them down.
Oh my gosh. We can do literally hours just about that. I am so passionate about it. I've had the same female business partner for 23 years, Randy. And we talk all the time about women empowering women, and why are there women who are tearing women down? And I mean, that's a whole other conversation for another day, but it's something that I am so passionate, which is why you and I connected so well.
Because it's true. And I have a business partner too. And I know that you've heard this just like I have. They're like, how do you do it without you guys being jealous of each other? How do you build a business without you feeling like you need more or she needs more? I'm like, are you kidding? I said, it's two healthy minds working together for the good of women and men, but it's really understanding that there's no balance. You're a good person. You make good decisions and you really want the very best for them. That's important.
I'm so happy to hear that you have a female business partner, because I really, you know, I years ago, I met Michael Eisner. He was, or maybe I don't know if he's back in Disney, but I met him in 2010, and it was before we published our book, and we were shopping around different publishers in New York, and Randy and I met him at an event. And I remember he had written a book at that time on partnerships. And in his book, he had 10 different partnerships. One of them were two females, and they happened to be in a relationship at the time. And I said to Michael Eisner, I said, you know, I love the fact that you included two female business partners. I love the fact that they're in a relationship. I think that is amazing. Why only one? Why did you only have one partnership? Like, what about the other nine? They were all male partnerships. And I was like, it just, you know, I'm like, you should include Randy and I in your next book. You know, like we were laughing. Like, that. You should have us in your book, because we literally wrote the book on, and we, at that time we started in 2000. It was only 10 years in. Now we're 23 years in, you know, but it's so true. Like I love hearing that you have a successful female business partnership. And yes, no jealousy. We make it work. Like, we are like, I couldn't even imagine being in business with anyone else other than her. Like,
exactly. I see that. And most people that know us, they know us as partners. We do a lot of keynote speaking on stages to build people's businesses. But the thing is, when we go on stage, people would be like looking around going, oh my gosh, if it was just one of us. They're like, oh, is the other one sick? Because we're so connected. They see that when we are together, we're better. And I think that's so powerful for women to actually realize that it doesn't have to be business partners. It could be best friends, but having that type of female, that type of camaraderie, that type of mutual respect for being the very best version of yourself, for the people you love, being able to help somebody thrive like that is one of the best examples that you can have for your children, especially for your daughters, because our daughters, unfortunately, are surrounded by everything in the media, everything in the schools, where everything is just mean. Don't trust the girls. Girls are bad. Yeah. And we have to get out of that mindset and start setting an example.
I say we do a whole other podcast just on that.
We should. It's a great idea.
I love it. All right, so let's go back to gut health for a minute.
Okay.
So, you know, I love that you're talking about loving ourselves, because we always say self-love isn't selfish. Self-love is so important. And many times, especially, you know, as we're going through the transition or we're into menopause, because we don't feel well, because we're suffering with symptoms, and now we know there's 104, I keep saying there's 103, we now just found it, 104th symptom, sleep apnea is now another symptom that we added to the list, according to our research at Morphus. You know, wow. So many of us are not feeling good. We're feeling, you know, we're just not feeling like ourselves. We want our old selves back, or whatever it is. You know, or where many of us are looking now to create new parts of ourselves, but we can be really hard on ourselves. We could treat ourselves with more disrespect than we treat other people, right? The way we speak to ourselves, the way we're like, oh, I can't do up my pants. I'm so fat. Oh my God. We call each other, you know, we call ourselves names. And, you know, and by the way, me included, and I understand this because I'm there with all of you who are feeling this, but I love the idea of, you know, and I talk about this a lot too, is being gentle with ourselves, speaking to ourselves with respect, speaking to ourselves with the same type of, you know, respect and grace that you would speak to anybody else. So how does that impact our gut health and our overall health when we are speaking to ourselves with so much disrespect?
Oh, well, it's like almost the beginning of the end, because nothing in your gut's going to heal if your brain's not healing. Again, it's those neurotransmitters from the second brain. If you are really hard on yourself, you're going to bottleneck everything. You're going to cap your vision. You're going to cap your growth in anything that you do. It's not going to just be your health. It's going to be in your relationships. It's going to be in your work. It's going to be in everything. So I think one of the things that helped me was a quote. I was sitting down doing something, and I heard Les Brown say this because I listen to podcasts all the time. And I was listening to something on YouTube. This was years ago. And he said, don't let someone else's opinion define your reality. And it like buckled my knees, and I started living by that. It started to become my mantra. And when we realize that we don't require anybody else's approval, we don't require anybody else's acceptance, then we can start going on the path of growth and strength. And when we sit back or fall back in our mediocrity because of fear, because we feel like we know ourselves, we're procrastinators. We don't finish anything. We're not smart enough. We're not good enough. Nobody likes us. We're suspect of everyone. And we think everyone's suspect of us. It starts to put a lot of, it just actually starts to make your body and the cortisol in your body, which, if you understand how cortisol works, if cortisol drops, or maybe if it starts to rise, within 10 seconds, things start happening. It starts to block all of the really incredible hormones that your body needs, like serotonin, endorphins, dopamine, all the beautiful things. And I always say it's like the mad old hag sitting in the corner with a cigarette trying to kill all the good things in the body. But that stress hormone, it will stay high if you're constantly in a state of stress in your mind. What are you about to show me? I got to see it.
I have like my little adrenal plush right here because cortisol.
Your
right?
Adrenal.
The adrenal. So yeah, no, I'm big on props.
But yes, it's so important with the adrenals, right? I mean, the adrenal glands, oh my goodness. I mean, it just will wreak havoc on your body, but it has to start in the mind. If we don't start with that self-love, how are you going to lower that cortisol? I mean, it's not just about lowering it, but it's about doing the things that lower it. It's about eating the foods and working out and all the things. But if we're sitting in this really capped mindset, you moving forward physically and biologically, your body's not even going to let you do it.
Well said. And you know, one of the mantras that I'm big on, and I say this every day, try to say it even twice a day. So I say it before I get out of bed in the morning as part of my mantras is I am enough. And you touched upon that, right? I don't have I am enough. So ladies, everyone who's listening every day, at least once a day, I want you to say to yourself and repeat yourself, I am enough. I have enough. I am enough. And I think it is such a powerful mantra because the more we say it, the more we're going to believe it. And I do think that I love that. I love that you even said it. And as you said, I'm like, yep. Mantra. I am enough.
I have another mantra. I have another one. And it's just as powerful as yours. It's, I can have it all. And I want women to understand that, you know, I think we feel like if we take our foot off the brake of doing all the things that we feel like we have to do in order to make everybody else happy, the other shoe is going to drop and the world is going to fall apart. It's not, but you can have it all. You can have good health. You can have good microbiome. You can have a good mindset. You can have a healthy body. You can have a successful job. You can have really healthy relationships with your family and your friends. You can love yourself. You can have it all. You just have to allow yourself to have it all. And it starts with baby steps. Nobody's going to expect you to be perfect because you're not. I'm not. Andrea's not. No one's perfect, but we strive for greatness. We're not striving for perfection. We're striving for greatness because that's what makes a massive impact on the people that need you the most.
I love that. So before we end, I really want to go over your gut protocol, like in terms of taking, and for those of you who are watching, I'm just going to stand up for a minute. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, you'll see my adorable shirt that I wore for this interview. And it's like, it has little gut microbes all over it, little bugs. It actually has all the organs. It has the right here. It has the intestines, it has the lungs, it has the heart. And it's very cute. So I wanted to show you my little shirt for you.
I love it. Okay. So when I'm working with anyone, whether they're going through menopause or they're not going through menopause, I even work with men. It's imperative that they understand the things that they have at their fingertips. This is incredible. Like, I mean, you already know this. I know you know this, but I'm in love with Alyssin. Alyssin and garlic is my best friend because it is 20,000 times more powerful than any antibiotic. And an antibiotic destroys. Alyssin builds. It's incredible.
That's the active ingredient. For those of you who are listening, it's the active ingredient that's so powerful that makes garlic as powerful as it is.
Right. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I had an infection in my gums and I was up early in the morning. It woke me up. And so I took half a sliver of garlic. And I put it in the back, I bit down on it. You know, I released that Alyssin. It's spicy. I released it and it burned. But I actually sat there and felt the inflammation and the pain start going away. And within 15 minutes, totally gone. Have no idea what it was. But that's the power of garlic. There's so many uses of it. So when I'm talking to people, I'm trying to educate them not on just intuitive eating, but understanding the things out there that are going to start building the good bacteria, building up your gut flora, building your immune system with the small things that are lurking in your cabinets, like garlic, like ginger, like turmeric, like parsley. I mean, I can go on and on and on, like the perfect green juice to start healing your liver. I have a recipe for that. And it's the simplest thing you could do, but I'll tell people eat your raw garlic. And most of them are like, you're insane. So I have a recipe.
What is it?
My recipe is so simple. You take a green apple, two thin slivers of green apple, the acid in the apple is going to kill the pungent taste in the garlic slice. And you just take a half a clove and you eat it together like a little garlic sandwich. It's savory, it's tasty, and it's amazing. And it will start healing your body almost immediately. Everybody should be putting raw garlic in their body every single day just to build up your immune system. So powerful. But most people don't know. One of my other favorite products, Andrea, is kefir. Kefir is one of the highest acidophilus I never get it right, that you could be putting in your body. I mean, it's like the Chuck Norris of good bacteria. And here's a really cool thing. People are like, Kiefer, you mean like Sutherland? He's cute. I'm like, no, this is a totally different grain. This is, it's an ancient grain. And it comes from the mountain regions in Eastern Europe. And they were legendary goat herders for the last 1,000 years that were living to be 80 years old, 90 years old, 1,000 years ago. Most people don't make it to 30 with their teeth, right? I mean, you die 1,000 years ago. So they were legendary for living long lives. In the last century, in the 20th century, Russian doctors started to pick up on this because it wasn't just a legend. It was true. And what was it? It was the kefir they were creating with their goats, right? It was this ancient grain that was so powerful, and it was fermented, and they were eating it, they were drinking it, they were cooking with it. And it has an incredible medicinal property to start reversing things. Most people don't even like saying that. They're like, oh, don't say that. That's taboo. You can't reverse autoimmune. You can't reverse lactose intolerance. You can't reverse gluten intolerance. I'm like, you can, because you weren't born with it. It came for some reason, something in your body started building up an allergy. I mean, even seasonal allergies, it can reverse that. It's so powerful in the gut that it can start healing your gut immediately. And as a matter of fact, listen to this, it's going to be a $1.8 billion commodity by 2027. That's how powerful it is worldwide. And so for people to understand fermentation and understanding what that type of good bacteria will do to your body and do to your gut biome and do to all of your filtering organs, it just actually makes your body so perfect that you could eat a piece of broccoli and feel the enzymes and the energy when your body is absorbing it. I mean, that's where our body should be. But most people, they can't even wrap their mind around that. They're like, what? Yeah.
And keep in mind, kefir can be dairy. It can be a dairy. So if you don't eat dairy, so you can look for a non-dairy alternative. It might be a little bit harder to find it, but that is a really good point
because a lot of people come to me and they're like, well, I have a milk protein allergy. I'm like, well, it's fermented, so you're not going to have an allergy with it. I mean, this is something you try. It's like, if you're going to try a new oil, I'm going to say, try it on your elbow, try a little bit and see how you do. But most people that have allergies, even a milk protein allergy, they're going to be fine. The best, of course, is goat's milk, right? Organic goat's milk. But of course, a lot of people don't like it. So I've always offered and said the best that you could get outside of that would be like 1% organic milk. And just look for the right kind. Just look for it. You can find it anywhere.
There's coconut milk kefir as well. So I can't do any dairy. For me, I just can't do it, but there's coconut milk kefir. And by the way, too, I like that you're talking about fermented foods, because fermented foods do have probiotics. So even if it's like kimchi, having like kimchi, I mean, oh my God, I'm like obsessed with kimchi.
I am too. It's so good. I'm glad that you like it.
Obsessed. Miso, kimchi, sauerkraut, like, you know, these are things that are fermented. So having some, now again, not everybody can tolerate fermented foods. If you have a histamine reaction, I totally get it.
Right.
But if you can't tolerate fermented foods, they're so good because they have those prebiotics in them. And prebiotic foods, like you're mentioning garlic, we talked about the bananas, we talked, you know, onions, asparagus, parsley, jicama, carrots with the peels on it. Like, these are all also prebiotic foods. Now, prebiotics feed the good bacteria in our gut, and we need that good bacteria. And we, you know, that good bacteria is important for mental health. It's important for digestion. It's important for immunity. And, you know, talk a little bit about that, because that is really at the basis for why we want to be eating all of these amazing probiotic and prebiotic rich foods. And then if you need a supplement, of course, you can supplement as well.
You can supplement. And oops, sorry about that. My phone was about to die. So your body, your immune system, you have to be able to see it properly. When you have poor gut health, then most of the time, what is coupled with that are things that your body, you don't even realize. It's like, I can't lose weight. Nothing's helping me. I can drink a pot of coffee and I can't feel it. It's optimal nutrition absorption. And if your gut health and your microbiome and your flora is not balanced properly, then you're going to always be in a state of recovery, because you don't have a high immune system. That low immune system is going to sneak in a lot of things, like the bad bacteria sitting in our gut. And it really is as easy as building in a daily staple of some of these things. And like you said, it's not just the prebiotics. There's so many foods that can heal your body, even cayenne, black pepper. Mm-hmm. I mean, so good, right? There's so many things, but even drinking, I love drinking like liquid gold is so powerful as well. And just instead of getting really involved in understanding all of the semantics of gut health, because I think when I try to do that, most people's eyes glaze over and their ear holes shut because they don't get it. The most important thing that you have to understand is when you build that good gut bacteria, when you start building that good flora, you are not going to get sick. This is what we want to do. We want to stave off disease. We want to stave off infection. And your gut is your primary. Most people want to go after the secondary. Ooh, I have an autoimmune disorder. So that's who I am. That's how I identify. But actually, your autoimmune disorder is a secondary. It's not the primary. The primary is you have poor gut health. Mm-hmm. And we've got to get to the bottom of it. And the very first thing you have to do is start in the kitchen. You've got to start putting the foods in your body that's going to heal your body so you can start building good gut flora, so you can start combating it. Because right now, without that optimal nutrition absorption, nothing's going to get down there. It's kind of like having a trabiotic, right? You want to get past that stomach acid and start healing the lower intestine where that poor little villi has been working itself into a nub because it's of all the inflammation. That inflammation comes from poor gut flora. We want to make sure that everything is healthy and everything is running smoothly. And then that also gets rid of impacted waste. I mean, women that have been living with constipation for 30 years of their life, good gut flora is going to start, you know, reversing that as well. I mean, there's so many things that we take for granted when we're not respecting our liver, when we're not respecting our filtering organs. I'd be happy to. And I'd like to talk about magnesium too, because I think people make mistakes with magnesium. And I'm going to tell you, I made a big mistake with magnesium. So I'll talk about that in a moment. But a trabiotic, most people don't know what that is. They're like, what? I mean, I've heard of pro, I've heard of pre, but what's a tray? A tray basically has three components. It's a pre, a pro, and a trabiotic. The trabiotic has the power and the strength from the GOS, which is a milk protein, to penetrate through stomach acid. Most of your probiotics and prebiotics, they do have the power of healing your stomach, and they can reverse things like acid reflux and all kinds of like things like GERD and even IBS. But with the things that are lower, like a lot of people don't realize where some of the autoimmunes lie and why they are generalized as such, right? So IBS is in the stomach, you have Crohn's, it's in the lower intestine, celiac tends to be in the upper intestine. And so when you're identifying where these are, sometimes it can be very frustrating because you can't find something that's going to start penetrating through that and building good gut flora. And that's where the trabiotic comes in play. Mm-hmm. So I found one actually when I was really sick after my son's birth. And my friend offered it to me and I started taking it. It made such a difference. I had been taking probiotics for years, but I started noticing one of the first things that started happening to me when I started taking a trabiotic, because it was getting past the stomach acid into the lower intestine, was that I started to gain more energy. It was clearing up the infection. It was clearing up the inflammation in my lower intestine where you absorb your energy. And so when that started happening, not only was it gaining more energy because of that trabiotic, that GOS is so powerful, the bacteria can penetrate in it. Again, it's like the Chuck Norris. It's going to kick the butt of all of the bad bacteria down there that's literally been sitting down there probably for years. And it's going to start moving it out. And one of the things that I noticed was I started feeling like I had like flu-like symptoms. I started feeling like I had a distended belly, like I started having more inflammation. What I realized, what it was so powerful, that it was kicking everything out. It was kicking everything out into my bloodstream and it was moving everything out. And within a week, I started gaining more energy. And within a month, my skin started to clear up and even my eyesight started to improve simply because my lower intestine was getting healthier. And we don't realize that a lot of things can't actually penetrate the lower intestine. It's incredible. It's incredible what it can do.
And you were saying about magnesium.
Okay. So this is incredible. When I started my journey to better health and I was looking at my blood panel, I noticed I was low in magnesium when I started doing my research, because that's what I did. Nobody was there, right? I'm like, Google's my best friend. It said magnesium calms the nerves and it calms the mind and you start sleeping better, right? So I jump in my car and I go to Walmart and I'm like, I'm going to get myself some magnesium. And I'm looking at all of the vitamins and there's like five different brands and all of them say magnesium or extra strength magnesium. It's like a bottle of Advil. I'm going to grab that bottle that says extra strength because I want to sleep through the night. I get home, I start taking it. Within a week, nothing happens. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with me? The only thing that changed, which I actually had no idea that it was connected to this, but it was heartburn. I was getting acid reflux when I was going to bed at night. And it was because of this magnesium. So I turn over the magnesium and I'm looking at it and I see that it says magnesium oxide. I didn't know. So of course I go back on, I start doing my research. I'm like, why is magnesium oxide not helping me sleep?
And you're taking extra strength. So there's nothing wrong with oxide in small amounts, but it's the extra strength, high amounts and extra strength. That's when did you have loose stools? Like, were you going to the bathroom a lot? Like,
no, I wasn't. Now I tried citrate as well. And that really did affect me because I just didn't know. I tried citrate in the beginning and then I had the oxide and the citrate was horrible, but I was going to ignore that story. I was kind of chained to a toilet, but you know, a lot of hospitals use citrate to clear out people for colonoscopies and all kinds of things. But with this particular thing, when I started realizing by looking on Google, but the difference between, oxide and glycinate, I mean, it's wherever you're from. Right. I started seeing, oh, this is the wrong one. But it's a little bit alarming that when you go into the store and you see these brands that say extra strength, good for your heart, good for your bones, good for your nervous system, you think you're doing something really good for your body. But if you don't know what you don't know, you could actually end up harming your body. And that's why it was really important that I start teaching people how to do their own research. I don't want to just say, hey, I'm going to do it all for you. I want you to investigate your health. I want you to have an instinct, listen to your body, because the healthier you get, the more you're going to actually hear your body and know something's going on. So when I found the biglycinate, I started taking it in the evening and I started sleeping better. And of course that was connected to lowering my cortisol. And I wasn't going from zero to rage on my children like I had been in the past. And it's like my relationships got better because my cortisol went down. I started losing belly fat, all because of magnesium glycinate, right? And then of course, you know, I met Andrea and I started taking hers. I'm like, I gotta try hers. And here's the difference between what I was taking on the shelves for 3 years and what I started taking with Andrea.
The Morpheus magnesium.
Right. I started taking it. You know, I thought, okay, this is going to help me sleep. But what I actually noticed, what started happening was I was sleeping in the same position. Like I wasn't moving. Like I was getting in a really deep state of REM. I'd wake up before my alarm clock. And I tell you, I've now been taking it for nearly 2 months. I wake up every day before my alarm clock. My alarm clock goes off at 6 a.m. My body wakes up between 5:30, 5:45. And I'm ready to go. And that has a lot to do with the fact that I'm putting a really pure, and as you said, you know, a very branded ingredients. It's researched, backed by science. I have the very best biglycinate going in my body, doing exactly what it's supposed to do. It calms my nerves. It calms my muscles. It calms my mind. I'm not sitting there thinking of a million things like most women do. And I wake up so refreshed, so ready to go. And my body's rejuvenated for the new day. And so it's incredibly powerful. Not all magnesiums are created equal. And so I think when we start finding the things that really work, or that, like with Andrea here, putting her love and her heart and her passion behind creating something that truly does work to get the results that you need to help you hit the goals that you desire, then it's totally worth it. And when you sit there and you look at the price, it's like, they're the same price. What I'm getting over here on Amazon is the same price that I'm getting from Andrea, and it works 10 times better. Are you kidding me? That's a no-brainer for me. And so I have high props for you, Andrea, for creating such an incredible formula of magnesium. It's just one of many things that you have that's just incredible. Not all biglycinates are created equal. And I know that it has a little bit of oxide in it, but the oxide is so perfectly balanced with everything else that it's amazing.
And it's actually a branded ingredient, and it has a tiny bit of oxide, like you said, but it's what the type that we're using, the bisglycinate and the oxide, are actually very gentle on the stomach, and the absorbability is super high, which is why you're finding you're getting a better night's sleep.
Right. The bioavailability is everything and anything that we take, right? That's why we have to look for that. The bioavailability is everything. So I appreciate that you did your research and found the things that were truly absorbent that would become effective.
Well, that's it, because so many of us lose the ability to absorb our nutrients properly and break them down or whatever it is. So that's why for me, using the Albion branded ingredients were super important. It's called a buffered chelate. So it's definitely a superior form of magnesium, both of them together. And I love hearing that because for me, and you know, it's so funny, before we launched any products that we have, I literally, I always say the end of one, but I also had in our community where we tried all the products and I tried so many different brands of magnesium. And none of them work the way this works in terms of helping you sleep. And the other thing we measure, so I'm big on measuring my sleep. I have an actual technology that measures it. And what we found too is that it increases something called heart rate variability, which is HRV. And that shows the recovery rates, which is again why you're saying you're probably, you know, waking up before your alarm clock because you're actually recovering much better. Right. And that is like through the roof when by taking our magnesium. So first of all, I love to hear that you love it so much. So thank you. That makes me very happy.
Because fantastic.
You know, it's all about, you know, superior products. So if people want to get their hands on a Trebiotic, how can they do it? I know we're going to put a link below for people to do it. So is it just you take one a day? Like, how do you take it?
That's a great question. So it is actually, it's beads and they're tasteless. So that's the beauty of it. I love the fact that you can use it in so many different ways. You could pour it. It's crunchy. It has a great texture. You could pour it over yogurt. You could pour it over your oatmeal. You could put it in a smoothie.
Okay. So you eat it.
You eat it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. It's one tiny scoop. And as a matter of fact, I tell people start with a half scoop because it's incredibly powerful. And if you've never had a Trebiotic before, if you've never had anything that's actually gotten past that stomach acid into that lower intestine, then it's doing its work and it's going to be moving a lot of toxins and bad bacteria and metals and environmentals out of your body. And I mean, there's nothing like it. It's like, if you've ever had, and I like comparing it to this, if you've ever gone and had a massage, they always walk in and give you a glass of water and say, just make sure you drink half your body weight in ounces today, because I just really pressed on your tissue and I just released a lot of toxins into your bloodstream. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the Trebiotic. It's going to push all of the bad stuff out so all of the good bacteria can start building properly.
Interesting. All right. Well, we'll put a link to that below if you wanted to try it. And Nicole, thank you. This has been a lot of fun, very informative. And I just so appreciate you and the information that you're sharing and everything that you do. So thank you for coming on Menopause Reimagined.
Oh, I really appreciate you, Andrea. And thank you for all you do for women and for better health and understanding and the education of gut health and just living a good life by loving your body and being in, you know, just investigative with all the things that are out there. Can be very overwhelming. And it looks like you've actually created something pretty remarkable and easy to follow, which makes it so palatable for people that are overwhelmed because they don't feel good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will love to have you back on to talk about mindset and also fitness, because I know that that is your area of expertise. So we should do a whole interview just on fitness. So if you will come back and do that for us. Okay. Amazing.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Nicole and that you learned a lot. I love her. She is just as passionate as I am when it comes to healthy living. So it's such a breath of fresh air. If you enjoyed it, please share it, because the more you share shows you care. And please leave us a review for Menopause Reimagined. It would really make me super happy. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, and I'll see you at the next interview.